Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go. Garbage day at the ranch today. Welcome in, everybody, to the 6 Hour Studios. Mark Walters in front of this Patriot Mobile microphone. X Insurance is presenting every minute of the broadcast. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how the heck are you today? Here we are. Let me take that from you. Here we are.
Yeah, absolutely. It is garbage day. I wish they could take the garbage out of the House of Representatives currently.
Yeah. Oh, lots to talk about.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about.
Nothing and going on.
Nothing going on today.
Not at all.
Cue the music. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
See all you. All right. Here's the deal. Why don't you tell people where to watch us in high definition? We'll get to our guests and we'll get this party rolling.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click. And when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. If you're driving, hit that listen live link. And if you missed a previous episode and you need to get caught up, head over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
And that'll bring you in on the Opal One, which is cool radio lingo. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room Radio. How you doing, brother? Opal One, you got to read.
Coming to you live from the Opal One. How you doing, Mark? How's things going today?
Opal One, but that wasn't supposed to happen. Opal One. If you got a copy, Opal One. Do you have a copy?
This is Opal One, do you read me over? Opal One.
Red One, Charlie, or Red Charlie 2, you have a copy over? Mike, so I want to start with some fun stuff today with you, because the goofball liberals, who, and all this ties to your guns, ladies and gentlemen, are at it again. And Mike, last night I got an alert. Did you see the story about what the L.A. mayor is pleading for? She wants wealthy Los Angelians, we make up our words, Los Angelinos, right?
Right, yeah.
Other dumb liberals to buy housing for the homeless, to form what she wants to call an unprecedented partnership. The gall. Now, that's Mayor Karen Bass. She is, of course, a Democrat, and she's calling her initiative LA4, the number four, LA. LA4 LA would depend on the humanity and generosity of the private sector. Mike, have they lost their ever-loving collective brains, whatever's left of them?
Mark, if there's anybody left there with any bit of money, they're moving now. They're getting out. This is that final straw, right? You know, like, as long as they leave me alone, okay, maybe they take a little more out of my taxes, but now they want me to buy houses and put them in my own backyard and have these people live there? Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye.
60% of those wealthy Angelinos, Los Angelinos, money is going to taxes anyway, 60%.
Yeah.
Well, let me take some of my other 40% over here, and let me buy that illegal alien a house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you treat rental cars, okay? But when you give somebody something, they couldn't care less. But, you know, sadly, there's going to be somebody out there that does that.
Oh, sure. You'll have somebody that'll make a big deal out of it, right, Mark? And then, of course, they'll write every bit of it off as well, right? And get that tax benefit back on the back end. But I mean, think about it. If you had gone to our founding fathers, you were the tax man, and knocked on the door and said, "Hi, I'm here for 60% of everything you own," you'd have shot them in the face. And yet these people out there are now, oh, this is okay because it's here to help our fellow humans that have come across the border illegally and are now doing jobs for $8 an hour or $5 an hour because there's a $20.
Oh no, $20. Oh no,
now,
no, it's still $20.
Oh no, no, yeah, well, yeah, but nobody's. Yeah, but you see, Mark, that's why they let the illegals in, because you don't have to pay them $20 an hour.
So the employers are breaking the law too.
Everybody's breaking the law. It's California.
Breaking the law. Remember the old Beavis and Butthead? Breaking the law.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yep.
Breaking the law. They don't care. They just don't care. Yeah. These are the people that want your guns, ladies and gentlemen. They want to disarm you. Now, this ties in well with an interesting story we covered just the other day, ladies and gentlemen. And that is, and I'll probably cover it on Sunday, too, with our guest lineup. Because, I was asking the question of my other guest, could there be a shift in politics in California, because you have reports now of Californians in and around San Diego in particular that are arming themselves at record pace, Mike, because of illegal alien crime and illegal aliens being dumped off by the busload in their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Could that change the demographics? Could that change the voting habits of some of those people in California who maybe is that one guy, that... I never needed a gun, but then all of a sudden I got robbed. I think I'm going to get a gun.
Right.
Now I'm going to start voting my guns. Can it change it?
Yeah, you're being robbed anyway. It's just, it's coming out of your paycheck. But,
Mark,
anybody that we joke about it, but anybody in that middle class range that can afford to leave California is leaving California. And you're at the point now where, and remember, this is the things we feared when we were growing up in school about the Social Security, right? Is that now you have people paying directly, the higher class people paying directly out of their pocket for the lower income that's come in. You've got the people cashing checks and the people giving you money to put in those checks. The state can't even afford it anymore. It's going to the people and saying, please give it to us. Or, by the way, we're going to take it from you.
Yeah, well, I can go to a story about Mark Cuban. He was just lambasted on Twitter a couple days ago when I guess somebody asked him a question about his taxes. And he said, are you paying, what are you paying in taxes? And he said, I pay what I owe. And the question was, how come you're not paying extra, Mr. Billionaire? He said he paid $275 million in taxes. Sounds like a blank ton of money. And it is.
Yeah.
Unless your income is in the tens and tens of billions of dollars. But the question is not just did he pay it. He said he paid what he owed. He's got teams of accountants to keep his tax base, his taxes as low as possible. And he's not, so is he paying his fair share was the question. His fair share. Well, if you want to pay your fair share, how come you don't pay extra in taxes? Because all this is virtue signaling, and that's what's going to happen with the house deal, right? You're going to get that dopey liberal that falls for this nonsense and buys a house and then virtue signals all day. Look what I did, look what I did, look what I did. And then they're going to do everything they can to get the tax benefit, as you said. And it flies in the face of what they talk about. The hypocrisy it just drips from these people. And these are the same people, Mike, that tell you they don't like your guns while they're armed.
Right. I remember candidate Trump in 2016, remember, on stage with the debate with Hillary, pointing out exactly that. They take advantage of the same tax code I do.
Of course. Well, but it's okay. They're righteous.
Yes.
But I can promise you that Mark Cuban has teams of accountants and lawyers, experts in tax law, to help him keep his taxes as low as possible, which is why he answered the question as he did, which I have no problem with. He has every right to do that. Just shut your trap and quit virtue signaling. That's all.
There you go.
It's that simple. But they don't. And these are the same people, ladies and gentlemen, let's tie it back to firearms. These are the same people that want you disarmed while they walk around with armed security everywhere they go. The hypocrisy, Mike, is off the chain. Ooh, I have lots of fun stuff to talk with you about today. But let me go back to is this going to be a change in demographics in California? I think that's a fascinating topic. You're right. They're leaving in droves. And the ones that either say they can't or they don't want to or they have the money to stay, right?
Right.
But all of a sudden, crime becomes an issue. Now it's in my face. Does it change a vote for that person who's not going to leave, who does have the money, who is the virtue signaling liberal that just isn't going to talk about it. And, you know, if you go back to Beverly Hills Guns, our good friend Russell Stewart, he sells guns to every liberal that you know as far as movie stars out there. Correct. While they continue to virtue signal against your right to bear arms. So could it change some votes in California? Well, when you consider, as you just pointed out, that the people who can flee are fleeing, yeah, some of those people might change their votes, but it isn't going to make a difference because too many of the ones that would have made a difference have already left. So California stays a deep blue sea, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Listen, I see the cities, you know, emptying out, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, much the way that happened to Detroit, but they just move into the suburbs. You know, many move out of state, but the numbers are so askew there, it's never going to change.
Yeah, and we're going to have some fun with some of these conversations today, ladies and gentlemen. Biden's out there running his mouth about the WNBA and female athletes not being paid their quote-unquote fair share. We're going to talk about that. Background checks are surging, not just in California, but around the country as the Democrats continue their gun control push. And then we have another blue city mayor who is now defunding cops, the force, by more than $8 million to do what? Aid illegal immigrants. It just never ends, ladies and gentlemen, but it sure is fun to point out. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues with Mike Pivoworski from Arms Room Radio right after this. Don't go away.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Patriot Mobile phone in my hands. I took the case off yesterday, and it's the Patriot Mobile service, ladies and gentlemen, is unbelievable. Everywhere I go, 5 bars, Wi-Fi. Patriot Mobile, and this is an iPhone, I think 13, I don't know, lost track of the model number, doesn't matter. But I took that little chip out, put the other chip in it, and boom, it was Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/AAR, use the AAR promo code like I did, get free activation, and hook yourself up with a company that supports you and the things that you believe in. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. Mark Walters in front of the Patriot Mobile mic, as always, X Insurance presenting it all. Mike Pivoworski, Arms Room Radio. How you doing, brother? Let's keep going on these goofy liberal conversations. It's fun. And it all does tie back to guns, Mike, doesn't it, in the long run?
Every bit of it, Mark. Every bit of it comes right back around to it.
All right. Let's go to the background check surging. Then I want to go to the stupid mayor that wants to defund the cops by $8 million to pay for illegal migrants, which are illegal alien criminal federal lawbreakers. It's not politically correct to say that, but we don't care because it's a fact. We'll go to that in just a moment. But back, because this all ties together. Background check surges. Democrat apparatus continues gun control push. Just the headline alone from our friend A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart. Does the headline alone tell you anything? What do you glean from that? Let's talk just the headline without going into it.
Yeah, listen, it's going crazy. I'm just looking at some of the numbers. I don't want to get off the headline, but
no, go ahead.
But going crazy. I mean, it's, you know, you normally you would see something like this after a you know, a major incident, right, Mark? There was a shooting here, there was a mass shooting here, and but it seems to be just the general feeling of the country is we're spiraling down, and it's time to get those guns. People are just buying them and buying them.
Yeah, and it's I don't want to make it a political issue, although it is, but just the fact that background checks are continuing to surge at record numbers. And this is the important, this was my takeaway from AWR's headline. As the Democrat apparatus continues their gun control push. So from a political standpoint, have they not gotten the message? Because we're not seeing that traditional historic shift away from gun control as we get closer and closer to an election, Mike, that we tend to historically see at this time getting close to another major election.
Yeah, you look at it, look at numbers, Mark, and again, it's consistently up. It's up another 43%. Another, you know, I know Oregon saw even more massive numbers than that with what they're facing up there this past couple of weeks. But 40%, and Mark, but that's every year and every month. Right. Another 40%, another 40%. You know, I mean, soon they're going to be buying more guns than they're making. You know, if these numbers keep going.
Newsweek, what Mike is referring to, ladies and gentlemen, regarding Oregon. And Mike, remind me again, what color on a map, red or blue, is Oregon?
Well, Oregon currently sits in the blue map. Yeah, they saw the people from California move to Seattle, and then the people in Seattle got too busy. They started moving south to Oregon, so Oregon got stuck right in the middle. Used to be a nice libertarian state, nice red leaning state, and now they are as blue as you can be.
Yeah, it's a shame. But the numbers that Mike was referring to, Oregon saw a 43% jump in background checks from February to March of this year. Not over a year, but a month.
Yeah, over a month.
Now multiply that month after month after month after month after month. That's a ton of people buying guns. Mike, that's just Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah.
This country is more armed today by law-abiding people than at any point in its history. And everything the Democrats tell us doesn't come true. Yet they continue to tell us that the sun is shining at midnight, and we know it's not. But we sit there and we think, why are they telling us this? Why am I hearing, for example, just take it to basic economics. You went to the grocery store today, ladies and gentlemen. I did earlier this morning. Ridiculous the amount of money I spent. Just picking up a few odds and ends. Crazy. And Biden says this is the best economy ever. But I just spent a lot of money that I didn't spend before. It's not. See, I get that. But other people don't, Mike. There's other people that don't see those things, do they? They buy into that. Well, maybe it is light out at midnight.
Yeah, well, you're right, Mark. Most people just go with the flow and not see what's going on. You and I could sit in here and think, and it doesn't take, a photographic memory to remember how much gas was prior to the last election. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that everything in the dollar store today cost $1.75. There must be a reason for that. Huh?
yeah,
right. If you're lucky, it's and I see it. I go to the same place consistently, same brand over and over again, and I've watched it continue to go up. It's ridiculous. We did see what did Joe Biden say here recently that.
He said, wait, I think he said as a Mafubula.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Or Battlecat curve.
Vazelin. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Battlecat curve.
Your money is definitely a better value today. Before you could only put, $40 in your gas tank. Now you can put $100 in there.
Yeah. Okay. This is the guy who, let's talk some economics with this guy, because again, it all ties back, ladies and gentlemen, to your right to bear arms. All ties back. Biden made some dopey, boneheaded comments about the WNBA. And you had Caitlin Clark, who was selected first round in the draft. Do you know what her first-year salary is at the WNBA, Mike? You're a sports guy. Did you happen to pick up on that or catch that by any chance?
I didn't know WNBA was a real sport. I actually joked about it. I thought, what's she going to do now that she's graduating college? I didn't know it was real.
$76,000.
Yeah, something like $334,000 over the first 4 years, right? I think the NBA stars like Steph Curry get paid more per game than she gets per season.
Correct. There's a reason for that. It's called economics.
Yeah.
And that's because the WNBA draws about 6,000 fans, does not fill arenas, does not have multi-billion dollar television contracts. Okay. Now, she's going to be a multimillionaire because she's going to get a lot of private endorsements.
Right.
But her salary, no. And they're never going to until they elevate the product to a point that you have with MLB, National Hockey League. And that's on the low end of the spectrum, and it still far outpaces the WNB,
right?
Do I even dare bring the NFL in there? There's still millions of stupid people that give a ton of money to that league every year, as woke as they are.
Yeah.
I was one of them for years until I realized, not going to happen. Not going to happen. No black national anthems over here with this kid. No standing, no kneeling, none of that garbage. Not happening. So they haven't gotten any of my money, but there are still idiots out there that pay gobs of money to go to this stuff and support. But that's why they make the money they make. And the WNBA, Biden just doesn't. And here's the words that he used. They need to get their fair share. What is a fair share? It is a fair share. It's called the free market. That determines the fair share. Until they got a better product that's creating billions of dollars in revenue, they're getting their fair share. End of discussion. You see the way this ties together, ladies and gentlemen. This is this mindset coming from the left that's trying to screw you out of your right to bear arms. It all fits together like a puzzle. And boy, can't wait to talk to Justin Moon about that on this weekend's coming up roundtable. That's going to be a lot of fun. When we come back, we're going to talk about defunding the cops. But he says he's not. Even though he's taking $8 million out of their budget, he's not defunding the cops. Again, it's light at midnight out as he defunds the police department to support services for people who shouldn't be in his city to begin with, and says he's not defunding the cops as he's stripping their budget of millions. It's an upside-down world. And what do you think is going to happen to gun ownership in that city? We'll talk about it when we come back with Mike. Don't go away.
You know the thing.
Bad at health care. True and international average depression.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, and precision. Welcome back, guys. 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile, Mike on fire. Mark Walters sitting here in front of that. Mike X Insurance presenting it all. Please go out of your way to support all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Daniel Defense, of course, is a great partner of Armed American Radio. And remember, you can get those tickets, I believe, up until the 24th, $25 a piece, $100 for five, and you might win that $5,000 custom M4A1 from Daniel Defense. And that bad boy is tricked out. Trust me, it is something you'd love to put in your safe. Actually, you don't want to put it in your safe. You want to have it handy and visible because it's a work of art. DanielDefense.com. Mike, welcome back. You wanted to jump back over to the WNBA. The WNBA. Yeah. I'll let you wrap that one up. Go ahead. This is going
to
be good.
You know, I always want to say it how Howard Stern had to say WNBC too. WNBA.
Yeah, WNBA.
Biden just talked about the fair share, right? Why doesn't she get her fair share? Why doesn't she get her fair share? And to me, that's just more, Mark, that speaks more of the Democrat socialist principle, right? Like everybody should get money no matter how much, how much they earned or how much they deserve, right? We're just going to make sure they get an equal share. It's $20 an hour minimum wage for WNBA. That's what he's talking about. Folks, the reason they don't get it, NBA brought in $10 billion. They bring in $10 billion annually. The WNBA last year was $60 million, of which 12.3 went to salaries. And Mark, you know this from being a sports fan. Not every team makes money. Teams lose money constantly. Unless you're them top couple winning teams, team lose money. The WNBA at this point has never made money. They've never made money, but Biden wants more money for the players. Want more money for the players. Mark, I'm going to say something a little controversial.
Oh no!
Here we go. Why isn't the WNBA more popular? Why aren't women watching the WNBA? I watch men's sports, like watching men's sports. If there was a women's sport that was as competitive as the men's sports, I would watch it. But they keep standing up and blaming the white man and blaming us men, Mark, because nobody's watching women's sports. Where are the women? Why aren't they supporting it?
Well, I think that's going to change somewhat. I think Caitlin Clark is going to – I think she's going to be a significant shift. She is, and I have no problem with it, okay?
Yeah.
Because, look, I enjoy watching a great athlete, a world-class athlete. I don't care what sport it is, okay? I enjoy that. I enjoy the competition. I think it speaks to where we should all be. You know, as far as competitiveness in this great country, of course, competition is where it's all at. Now, you know my neighbor across the street. We won't name names, but you know him.
Right.
You've met him. His daughter is a phenomenal basketball player. She's in a junior year at high school right now. She is being now scouted and will most likely wind up at a top-notch university on scholarship and likely wind up in the WNBA. And there's a very high probability that her salary will be far more than Caitlin Clark's 5-6 years down the road, 7 years down the road from now. And I hope it happens.
Right. Yes.
I hope it happens. She's an incredible athlete. I've watched her play her entire life.
Yes.
And hopefully that does occur. I have no problem with that. But they've got a lot of things to fix before that happens. But, yeah, you bring such a great point that is socialism in action. That is exactly what it is. Take from me, give it to you. Everybody gets equal. We don't need property. We'll take care of you. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, what's this have to do with guns? Everything. That's why they're trying to disarm you. You don't need guns. The government will take care of you. Uh-huh. Sure. Put your money on that one, okay? So now let's go over to Blue City Mayor, and then we're going to wrap this show with an incredibly disturbing story out of North Carolina, where, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you've seen it, where this kid slapped the crap out of a teacher on video twice. Brutal attack. And I'll give you a little personal behind the scenes on that because I was a guest on 97.1 FM with Mark Cox in the morning, and his co-host Kim made some comments about teachers being armed. So I want to address that as we get into that. But first, let's go to the Democrat mayor. And this is in Denver. Defunding cops by more than $8 million to aid migrants. Mayor Mike Johnson is the Democrat in charge of this. Now, without going any further, Mike, without going any further at all, what will happen to Denver's crime rate when the cops are defunded and other cops are demoralized and leave? You're a former cop. What's going to happen to the crime rate in Denver when this occurs?
The same thing that's happened in every other major city or every other minor city out there that has defunded the police. The crime rate is going to go through the roof. If the crime rate goes through the roof, because the first bit of money that stops goes to the training budget. The second bit of money that stops goes to equipment and overtime. And then you're left with cops making no money, and they're being pushed beyond their limits. And then as soon as one of them does something you don't like, you throw them in jail and take away their qualified immunity. It's a vicious cycle, and it's going to end up with crime being rampant.
And what state, ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Harden is going to be on the show with me again Sunday from Colorado. We're going to wrap up conversations. Mike, big gun control push in Colorado right now by the Dems, by this Mike Johnson character. He's one of them. Now they're defunding cops, pushing for gun control. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this. Armed American Radio listeners are in tune with this. You understand what's happening here. But we're going to continue to point it out every time it is so glaringly evident as it is. But this package that he's telling you that he's not defunding the cops. When their spending on illegal aliens, Mike, went up from $2 million a month in August last year to $15 million in December. And now they have migrants, illegals, peaking at around 5,000 in shelters. And they're continuing to defund law enforcement to pay for this. Crime will go through the roof. Gun control. And then this is going to help for the gun control push, or against the gun control push, I should say, in Colorado. But it might take another year or two because there's still going to be a bunch of dopey blue hairs out there that continue to buy into this stuff. And just like what happened in Oregon, let's decriminalize all drugs. 4 years later, that wasn't such a good idea. We won't say that, but we're going to recriminalize drugs because we've turned our state into a crap hole. And I think Trump said it best, Mike, if I'm not mistaken. Everything Biden touches turns to, there you go. You want to comment on that before? turns to a Democrat-run city, let me put it that way, because it's a lot more than just Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen. It's around the nation. So let's now turn with the remainder of this segment and wrap in the next segment with this incredibly disturbing story out of North Carolina. Let me just very briefly tell you that I was a guest on 97.1 FM, Mark Cox radio show in the morning on 2A Tuesday yesterday, as I am just about two, three times a month. And his partner over there, Kim, jumped on. We were talking about armed teachers, Mike. And she said the only thing that concerns me, she goes, I'm all for arming teachers. Don't misunderstand me. She said, but, you know, there's a lot of violent kids in these schools. One thing that concerns me is one of these armed teachers being overpowered. And I said, well, what you're doing here is you're talking in hypotheticals. The left loves to talk in hypotheticals. That, while they mention that happening, has never happened yet. There's never been accidental this. Everything they tell you is going to happen never happens. And then we have this incredible incredibly disturbing story out of North Carolina. Mike, did you watch the video?
I sure did.
All right. Tell listeners what's on that video. Paint that theater of the mind as the radio host you are for listeners.
Sure. You've got the teacher sitting in the corner of her room. She's sitting behind her desk. You know, obviously she must have just put out some instructions for her homework or please be quiet, whatever it was. And there's a young male there standing in front of her arguing with her. And we come in right as there's an initial slap. The teacher's sitting down. She probably in her 50s, white woman sitting there. And
it ain't a love tap, ladies and gentlemen.
No, no. he comes up and gives her a smack across the face, and the teacher, you know, to her credit, you know, rather than jumping up and reacting and throwing chairs and doing whatever, she says, she goes, oh, you know, all right, okay, well, you think that's gonna affect this, or you think that's gonna bother me? So he comes back and gives her one, probably a 2-3 times the strength of the first one. You could see it knocks her glasses off, or she was wearing a, you know, a necklace or something. Something got knocked off. It's kind of a little grainy, cell phone video. But she sits there, and then the kid goes back to his seat. And while he goes back to his seat, you get the rest, half of the classes is sitting there laughing at her.
Laughing and filming at her,
Mark. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, this kid was charged with 3 crimes. And you're thinking, wow, that's a good thing. Well, until you find out what he was charged with. And then I'll tell you what should have happened that won't happen. And hopefully I'm wrong, but we'll be right back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show. Final segment of the first hour of the broadcast today. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today and every day in front of the Patriot Mobile. Mike, 6 hour studios lit up. X Insurance presenting it all. Make sure to check them out. X Insurance has you covered. You live in Florida? Definitely check on X Insurance for a lot of different reasons. They've got some things working for Florida residents in particular, who many of are having a tough time getting insurance in a lot of aspects of their lives. X Insurance has you covered and always will. Make sure to check them out. And I do want to point out, Greg in Dallas, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I hooked up with Ammo Squared yesterday.
All right.
And I just got my first notice that I just stacked my first 30 rounds of .223.
Nice.
And I will be getting those notices every single week as I continue to stack rounds. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you a running tally of how many rounds I'm stacking over there. You should do the same thing. It's costing me $15 a pop. It's cheap. It's inexpensive. You can do it, too, and stack some ammo. When you need it, they'll send it to you right away on a regular interval or not, whenever you want it. If you decide you need the money, they'll take it back and give you your money back. It's remarkable. AmmoSquared.com. Make sure to check them out. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room Radio. Let's go back to this very disturbing story out of, I guess it was around the Winston-Salem area,
right,
in North Carolina, Winston-Salem, Forsyth County Schools. Now, I can't play the audio for you, ladies and gentlemen, because the kid was running his mouth to a degree that would get us fined an incredible amount of money as he was slapping this teacher while his other students were laughing and filming it. Now, after watching that a few times, it's sickening. But I put a tweet out, and here's what I put. Misdemeanors, this little PAB, you can look that up for yourself, should be slapped with multiple felonies. He was charged with 3 misdemeanors, Mike. 3 misdemeanors. This little PAB should be slapped with multiple felonies, tossed from school permanently, and should have had his blank kicked by fellow students who did nothing but laugh. None of what should have happened did. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this kid is a future C-block resident. For those of you who don't watch prison documentaries like me, that means this kid's probably going to wind up in ADSEG, which is short for administrative segregation on 23-hour lockdown for the rest of his sorry, pathetic loser life at some point in the future. Mike, why didn't the system work? And I don't want to hear from the instructors and everybody else, because now if you read the New York Post piece, oh, this should never happen in schools. We support our teacher as her glasses are being slapped off her face. This behavior will not be tolerated. At no time is it acceptable for students to put their hands. Well, it was tolerated. He wasn't punished the way he should have been. And nobody came to the aid of that teacher, including students in the classroom. Mike, take it away.
Yeah, and I like how the New York Post article calls it an alleged assault, Mark. You know, like it might have been drama class. It might have been drama class, and we just misunderstood it, you know?
Yeah, I didn't see it. Biden said I didn't see that. That's not what I saw.
You know, looking through the law in North Carolina, it's astonishing. What Mark, where you live, where Greg is, where I am, in the you know, the generally red states, the laws are codified such that, you know, if you go after a teacher, any government employee, anybody in the commission of government work, even if it's the meter reader, you know, and then include pregnant women, senior citizens, children under the age of 12, those are all felonies in North Carolina. The battery on one of those people, it goes from normally a second degree misdemeanor to just a first degree misdemeanor. It's just a misdemeanor to do this in the state of North Carolina. It's amazing that this law still exists and we don't have protections for minors, for pregnant women, for officers of the state, you know, and again, employees of the state, teachers in the course of their normal duties. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, Mark, the reason this is happening there and the reason this kid gets away with this is we all know why, because of the decriminalization of crime. That's why you'll see states say, oh, look, the crime rate's gone down. Yeah, well, we just took like 17 more crimes off the books. We have no bail or bond anymore, and we let just people out. That's what's going on. We're going to coddle these kids. We're going to give them, especially under this administration, oh, your crime rate's gone down for juveniles? Oh, guess what? The way we say that our crime rate's gone down for juveniles is we get rid of crimes and then we don't charge them with the crimes we have left over. That's directly what led to the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, also Parkland, Florida. Right.
Yeah. And by the way, the name of the school was Parkland High School. Coincidentally,
exactly right. That's the next step for something here. That's what goes on. Well, there's no repercussions. I can do what I want in this school. Guess what he's going to do next?
Yeah, well, that's predictable. As predictable as someday winding up in C block. I don't know, maybe A or B, who knows. But he's going to a block somewhere.
Yeah.
After let's take a little deeper dive into this. This is from the New York Post. After the initial impact, the teacher seemed unfazed by the slap as the student continued to run his mouth. Do you think that affected me anyway? The unidentified teacher said, sitting back in her chair, legs crossed. Want me to hit you again? The kid asked as he menacingly approached the teacher. I don't want it, the teacher answered before being hit again, this time from the right side. And as Mike pointed out, it was a far harder slap. And the first one was no love tap, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. He says, the blank's wrong with you. What you going to do? Still sit in that chair because you a blank. Ain't nobody even coming. You got slapped. Blank, go back to teaching. Meanwhile, everybody in the classroom is laughing. And the school district condemned the student's behavior. This behavior will not be tolerated. Well, Mike, again, I submit to you, it was tolerated by virtue of the fact that this kid is likely not going to be punished into any sort of remorse, to put it mildly. He's laughing about this. What's he going to get? Yeah. Mom and dad going to get a fine? Should something happen to his parents after this?
Yeah, right. Like what happened up in Michigan, right? Yep. So, you know, there's nothing in here at all about even expulsion from school. This happens in many, many other places. It's automatic expulsion. Nothing. Oh. No questions asked. This kid's going to get, you know, 20 hours of community service if he gets anything at all, Mark. And he'll be sitting back in that classroom next week.
I will make this prediction that what's on this tape, fortunately, has gone viral. And I am hopeful that the lawmakers in North Carolina, and it's just a gut feeling, Mike. Yeah. But I have a feeling you're going to see some laws change in North Carolina as a direct result of this.
You will.
But it won't this year. It won't happen this year, but it's not going to affect this kid. You're right. It's not. Right. This kid's already gotten away with it. And I believe in the state of North Carolina that you're going to see some laws change as a direct result of what's on this videotape. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go watch it. And it is difficult to watch. It's very difficult to watch, but watch it you must. New York Post, North Carolina high school student charged after slapping female teacher in profanity-filled classroom tantrum in front of laughing classmates. Mike, should some of these kids who didn't intervene be disciplined as well?
Yeah, you're right. Question, we know that Jack McCoy would get him for depraved indifference, right? For just sitting there on their hands and doing nothing. It's hard to see in the video, Mark. I don't know that. You know, some of the kids didn't object to it later. You know, some of them sat there. Obviously, all we could hear was the laughing. There was definitely a decent percentage of the kids that thought this was funny. But, you know, who knows? Maybe the kids that, that didn't do anything were also being terrorized by this guy. You know, if he's willing to hit a teacher, I think he's willing to hit a student, you know?
Yeah, we don't know what this kid's background. He may have a reputation. You know, clearly this ain't his first rodeo. Let me put it that way.
Right.
All right. I'm not saying he slapped a teacher before, but he's not been a nice guy. That's for sure. And I'm sure the other students know that. One of the more disturbing aspects of the video is as the camera from the cell phone wielding kid who is filming it and laughing turns as the kid goes back to the seat. There's just a young girl sitting there completely indifferent on her phone, just thumbing through her Instagram, whatever it is. Unbelievable where we've come to, ladies and gentlemen. Still think it's going to be a really nice outcome in November? Trust me, it ain't. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues on the West Coast in the second hour of the broadcast. Mike Pawarski, thank you for being here, brother. Appreciate it very much. Always fun to talk with you. ArmsRoomRadio.com. ArmsRoomRadio.com. Enjoy your break. See you on the flip side if you're watching or if you're listening on the radio broadcast.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.